Music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Now I'd like to play my latest interview on the Surrey Police transition. Hello, it's Steve Chong, and today is December 31st, 2025, New Year's Eve. On the line, I have... Staff Sergeant Lindsay Houghton. Is the Surrey Police Service's first senior media relations officer. He is no stranger to media, as he was the MRO for the Vancouver Police Department between 2008 and 2012. From October 2012 to October 2024, MRO Houghton was a staff sergeant in the Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit of BC, where he was the officer in charge of community and public affairs and created the End Gang Life Awareness. MRO Houghton joined the SPS in October 2024, where he became the SPS first media relations officer on November 14th, according to the SPS press release. Lindsay, thank you for the interview today.
Thank you very much for having me, Steve.
While 2025 has been a year of tremendous growth for the SPS, it also marks a spike in extortion-related crimes, which have particularly hit Surrey hard, as there have been 106 extortion cases with 45 shootings as of December 15th, according to Vancouver Sun. How has the SPS countered the extortion spike in Surrey in 2025?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. 2025 has been a challenging year. You know, when we took over as police of jurisdiction on November 29th, 2024, you know, we obviously didn't know what the 12 months after that would look like. You know, policing is a very, it can be very unpredictable in many ways. And, you know, we've seen that here in Surrey over the last 20 years and around the province and the Lower Mainland. Spikes in gang violence have flared up seemingly out of nowhere. Gang conflicts, different crime types have happened. You know, the world has evolved and policing evolves as well. And you're right, 2025 has been a challenging year for Surrey Police, especially with extortions. And we saw in about March and April the beginning of this spike in extortions. Last year in 2024, there was only about a dozen of them reported to police here in Surrey. And now I can even update your numbers. As of this Monday, the 29th, we're up to 125 reported extortions. And so what we've done is really work together with our policing partners. You know, we're surrounded by RCMP jurisdictions. We have Delta Police to the west. You have provincial units like CFSCU and federal units with the RCMP and others. You know, these extortions aren't just happening in Surrey. And in fact, they've been happening in other parts of Canada for many years before we saw the spike here that we've seen in 2025. Ontario has been especially hard hit by extortions and jurisdictions in cities like Peel and Brampton, Mississauga, and Toronto and others. And so what we've done specifically here in Surrey is we created our own extortion investigative team quite quickly over the summer. We worked with different police agencies and partners to help create and support the BC Extortion Task Force, which we've sent over a dozen police officers and civilian analysts to, working with our operational police partners here in Surrey with the Surrey Provincial Operations Support Unit. That's formerly the Surrey RCMP, who are still here in Surrey. And then our partners with Abbotsford and Delta and Vancouver, Langley and Port Moody and all the others. It's been a significant challenge for police, not just here in Surrey, but across the region. You know, 125 files here in Surrey and dozens in other jurisdictions, it presents a significant drain on resources. You know, it takes officers and investigators away from other investigations and files. You know, it limits our ability to be proactive in many cases with certain things and proactively develop and implement projects that we may otherwise be able to do if we weren't spending thousands of hours investigating these extortions. The added challenge to this extortions is not only is it happening in Surrey and other jurisdictions, but there's the international component as well. And that's been fairly well publicized that we have the connections to foreign actors and other countries. You know, one of our law enforcement partners here in Canada, the Canada Border Service Agency, CBSA, who handles immigration, they're also involved. And as they've mentioned recently, there have been some deportations for individuals who are suspects and have been arrested in some of the extortions. So there's a lot of work that's been done both overtly that people will notice on the streets, increased patrols, cameras being set up outside businesses or in business areas outside residences that have been victims once or twice or more times. We've had several businesses that have been shot multiple times. Caps Cafe is one very high profile example here in Surrey. The city, in partnership with the Surrey Police, started the extortion tip line earlier this year and developed and supported an unprecedented $250,000 extortion reward fund. So there's a lot going on, and a lot of resources have been devoted to this. It is without a doubt the top priority for police in Surrey and across the Lower Mainland right now.
As the SPS took over frontline policing duties in all of South Surrey in November, the BC RCMP Commissioner Dwayne McDonald and the MPF President Brian Sobey, who represents 20,000 officers, claimed that the RCMP will withdraw from Surrey no later than November 2026, as the SPS claims of the RCMP staying in Surrey until 2027 is unacceptable. How will the SPS counter the RCMP and MPF's claims of their end date in Surrey?
Yeah, it's a good question. And, you know, we know the topic of the transition has been front of mind for a lot of people for several years now. And since we took over as police of jurisdiction in November 2024, people rightfully have been looking for answers on when the exact end date is. And, you know, Surrey Police has been quite clear for the last couple of years at least, that the end date of the transition depends almost entirely on our ability to recruit both experienced officers and new recruits who then have to go through about an 8-9 month process at the Justice Institute of British Columbia, the Police Academy in New Westminster. We've been saying quite publicly that the end of 2027 is the proposed end date from Surrey Police Service. We've been in constant communication with our RCMP counterparts, with the provincial government, police services, who is overseeing the transition through the board with the city of Surrey. And those discussions continue. And the end date, regardless of when it is, whether it's the end of 2026 or sometime in 2027, you know, that will be the product of discussions between all involved parties, all level of government, Surrey Police Service, the RCMP, and like I said at the beginning, it hinges quite significantly on our ability to attract and recruit police officers, both experienced and new officers. And we've been quite successful in that, and that needs to continue. And, you know, I think some people, when they hear about, you know, new recruits, they sometimes forget that, you know, when we say that, oh, we've hired 30 new recruits, and they think that those new recruits may then be immediately deployable out onto the road and patrol and police cars answering 911 calls. But that's not the case. You know, a new recruit that's hired today doesn't hit the road and become a police officer until this fall, you know, nine months later. So there's a delay in that when you have new recruits. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why Surrey Police Service, as well as other police agencies, have heeded the call of the province and submitted applications and expressions of interest to start satellite police academies to enhance the ability of the Justice Institute to train new officers specifically in order to meet the needs of not just Surrey Police, but of all the agencies. And, you know, we're aware that Victoria has submitted an application, expression of interest, as has Vancouver and as has Surrey.
Which locations are the SPS considering to build its academy?
Well, we have a very large and robust training center, actually not that far away from our headquarters at 144th and 57th. It's about 5 minutes away. It's a building that we run a lot of our training out of now, and we're very fortunate to have that building. That's a building that we would most likely utilize to run new recruits at a satellite training academy out of. So there would likely be no new facility, no new building needed for us.
On November 25th, 2025, the Surrey Police Board presented the SPS 2026 budget to the Surrey City Council, a total of over $331 million, which is a $91 million jump, to which the council balked, voted to publicize the budget in a 5-4 vote on December 1st, with the Surrey Connect all voting in favor, including the mayor, Brenda Locke, a once fierce opponent of the SPS, and released on December 2nd, justify the substantial increase in the SPS budget for 2026.
Yeah, policing is expensive, and you know, the police budgets reflected in major police agencies like Surrey and Vancouver and others that you'll see across the country, the costs have unfortunately increased significantly. And most of those costs, as is very open and publicized, well publicized, is in staffing costs. About 95-94% of police budgets are related to staffing, and that's the men and women that you see driving around in police cars and conducting investigations every single day. And the what I can tell you about the current state of the budget is the budget. Surrey Police, as we turn the clock and the calendar over tonight at midnight, we'll be operating under a provisional budget, and discussions continue between the police board and the city of Surrey on getting a budget that the Surrey Police can operate under that doesn't compromise public safety, and you know, we're accountable to the public and the taxpayer here in Surrey.
Tell me in detail about the SPS recruitment in 2025. As it finishes the year with 619 officers, according to the transition page.
Yeah, we're at 619 officers, and that's a significant increase from the start of the year. We've onboarded well over 100 police officers this year, both experienced and new recruits. Of course, as you mentioned in your intro, I came over after a long career in Vancouver and the provincial gang unit in September of 2024. You know, the number of experienced officers coming in has been really good, and we continue to see a lot of interest from experienced officers, and not just experienced officers who are working in other police agencies around the Lower Mainland, but from across Canada. There's a lot of police officers that have family here, and they want to come back to British Columbia and the Lower Mainland Surrey area. You know, you just have to look outside today. It's a beautiful sunny day. There's snow in the mountains. It's a beautiful place to live, although, you know, the cost of living certainly is well publicized. But, you know, there's a lot of reasons why people may want to come and work here and be a police officer in Surrey or in any of the other great police agencies that we have here in the Lower Mainland. And so we'll continue to ramp up our recruitment of experienced officers across the country. You know, there is still a need for those experienced officers, especially if we're going to meet the transition deadlines that are put before us by the province and part of the multi-government level agreement that we need as this transition proceeds and continue to ramp up and take over certain areas. And the RCMP, through their Surrey Provincial Operations Support Unit, continue to draw down. You know, we took over half of what we call District 5, so South Surrey, just the area just north of White Rock. We took over half of that in the middle of the summer, and then the other half of that, which would go to the Langley border and sort of on the south side of the Cloverdale area. We took over the other half of that district in November, and the plan is to continue to work counterclockwise around the city of Surrey. So the Cloverdale area will be next in the spring. So we'll look to take over half of that in the spring, and then the other half later on in 2026. But that's contingent on being able to recruit both experienced and brand new recruit officers. You know, we continue to see great interest from individuals who are new to policing, and that's great. You know, when I joined policing 27, 28 years ago, there were many reasons why I wanted to become a police officer, and we still see that in a lot of young people today. And, you know, certainly encourage people that if you're interested in policing, you have a lot of great options, you know, whether it's the RCMP or Vancouver or some of the smaller police agencies. But have a look at Surrey, and please consider us if you're considering getting into policing.
Excuse me. According to Surrey Digest, the SPS is offering free self-defense classes for women. Explain.
Yeah, you know, Surrey Police, like other agencies, and, you know, Victoria has just signed off on a commitment to hire more female police officers. You know, having representation of women in policing and a greater diversity in policing is very important, not just to Surrey Police, but to our profession generally, you know, Canada and North America wide. Surrey is a very diverse community, both ethnically and gender, and the Surrey Police Service needs to accurately reflect that, and so we're committed to reaching out, and that's through unique programs like self-defense classes or even the police physical fitness testing geared towards women and reaching out to them. We're lucky we have some very experienced recruiting officers who work with us that have worked in other departments that have a lot of experience specifically conducting outreach and recruiting female recruits. And so we're utilizing their experience and their expertise to reach out to and hopefully attract the next generation of female police officers here in Surrey that will create a great legacy for everyone here.
On another note, I understand that the SPS now has three media officers, Ian McDonald, you, and Teach Pollock. How do you divide media inquiries?
Yeah, so we actually have two officers, so myself and Sergeant Teague Pollock, who you mentioned, Ian McDonald, who many people will remember. He's not an officer, he's a civilian who is assisting us, but he's very well known as the former media relations officer, longtime media relations officer for the Abbotsford Police, probably one of the more well-known media officers, certainly here in the Lower Mainland. You know, Surrey is a very busy city, and you know, I had a look this morning knowing that I was going to be talking to you. We've had over 180,000 calls for service in Surrey this year so far, and the day is not over. And so, you know, our commitment to the public and to working with the media is that we want to be a lot more responsive and proactive, and get information out and be able to answer questions and do interviews like this. And to be able to do that, we need some support. And I can tell you, it would be impossible for me to do this job and all by myself here. So we're very fortunate to have both Sergeant Pollock and Ian here. You know, I think, you know, everyone recognizes that the three of us aren't going to be here forever, and the hope and the goal and the commitment from Surrey Police is to continue this as we eventually transition out into retirement or wherever that is, and bringing in new media relations officers just like everyone else does. And you know, I was very happy to see that Vancouver Police has just brought in a couple of new media relations officers to support Sergeant Addison, and that's great. It you know, it creates connections to the community, and you know, I certainly can say with 100% confidence that I've enjoyed my time as media relations officer in the various areas I've worked, and I can think of no other place to learn about policing and learn about the agencies that you work in than working in this position.
Finally, what is your look ahead for the SPS in 2026?
2026 is going to be undoubtedly a very busy year. You know, we're hopeful that we can prevent and mitigate extortions that will remain our number one priority until we've achieved stabilization there. And so we're committed right out of the gate to continuing our work both internally at SPS and with our partners on the extortion front. That will remain the priority for us through the year. You know, I'd like to see the number of traffic-related fatalities with motor vehicle collisions and injuries reduced. We see a lot of motor vehicle collisions here in Surrey. In fact, yesterday in the fog, there were about five or six that happened. So reducing that, reducing the number of impaired drivers is important, not just for Surrey Police, but for all police agencies in British Columbia. We continue to see a number of people choosing to get behind the wheel after they've consumed alcohol or drugs. And we all know that the tragedies that that can cause in our communities. So that will remain a focus of our traffic section specifically, but recruitment and working toward, continuing to work towards the end goal of the transition being finalized. You know, I think we, along with everyone, see the finish line ahead and want that to come as soon as it can safely come. And you know, the there's a lot of work that's happening behind the scenes on all sides with the RCMP, with SPS, with various levels of government to make that happen. And you know, we're hopeful to be able to, as that goes on, continue to build a progressive, technologically forward police agency. And you know, I think people have hopefully seen this year that as we've been building SPS and going through this transition, we've also implemented new programs like our body-worn camera pilot, biometric scanning in our cells that you know, scan the vital signs of prisoners so we can intervene medically if anyone's having a medical episode. We'll continue to look at doing things like that and to be able to enhance public safety and enhance the safety of our officers and the public.
Thanks for this long interview. I wish you and the rest of the SPS family safe holidays and wonderful 2026.
Thanks very much, Steve, and all the best to you and all your listeners and all the students at Simon Fraser. You know, Simon Fraser is a very important part of the Surrey community, and you know, we look forward to the ongoing work that we do with you and with them.
Thank you, and have a good day.
Thanks. Take care.
You too. That was my interview with the Surrey Police Services Staff Sergeant, Lindsay Houghton. Thank you for listening to episode 1 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026. Portable for Mike. On CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11, it's Fairy Bourne's Morally Gray with Spoiler Alert.
Out alive.
He doesn't make it, he dies.
Spoiler alert.